Welcome to the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Mike. Hey, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO. I left my glasses at home, and I'm trying to see through Joe's glasses.
Now, how can you leave?
And it's just
don't
like,
you need the glasses?
Well, you know what? I used to have my friend John Duran got me these glasses that go around your neck. You remember the ones that had the magnetic thing on it, you know?
Yeah.
I lost them. Yeah, well, actually, I left him in a motel room in Monterey when I went down to some classes. I forgot him in the motel room. And since then, I've been, like, lost because I have these glasses, but they're in my pockets, and they don't really hang around my neck. You know, and even though those glasses are an inherent pain in the butt because it takes two hands to put them on your eyes and then to click the little magnet, I didn't lose them. I usually had it around my neck all the time.
So you said that's a pain in there. How much is a pain is going to be to read all this stuff?
Well, it may sound kind of funny when I try to read it, but no, I think I can, because I usually make all my fonts like at least 14 nowadays, just as a anti-loss my glasses measure. But no, pretty much everything I can read. And it's always in my head, Joe. I have nothing but a wealth of knowledge up there. And how about them Giants, Betty?
Andrew McCutchen, official welcome as a
hello,
San Francisco Giants.
Six hits.
Oh, well, including that last one.
Oh, man, that was an epic.
Battle. That was Giant Dodgers at the
best.
That was awesome.
And we have Kershaw today, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Kershaw.
He's
Kershaw's
0-2.
He's given up three runs and lost two games.
Yeah. Let's keep that streak going for the
kid.
Yeah, we got the Masters today, and so my Sunday's kind of like, you know.
So no open houses today, huh?
No open houses today. No
For
open
you,
houses
the
today.
Masters is more important than Easter or Christmas or all of put together,
not,
isn't
not
it?
Not really. But,
oh, okay. Well, but my bad.
It is. So we're gonna chat about some numbers. This is a real estate show, but we always like to chat about sports a little bit. It's good to see Tiger made the cut, actually. I thought he ground, you know, he was grinding, but he just can't get going. Maybe next year, who knows? Nicholas won his last major when he was 46, so Tiger's got 4 years to go before that happens.
Every time they show that, too, it was 1986 when Nicholas won.
Great. I was in my house by myself watching the Masters.
And going crazy.
And I just realized, I remember this one guy that was the British guy, Ben something or other, and he said something about, it's sad to see the great ones go out this way. You know, and that was on number, I don't know, it was earlier in the round before the turn on number 9. You know, and he just sold Nicholas out, right?
Yeah.
And then, he got going, man.
Charge.
And then he hit that putt with, who was the... I forget the guy's name. Blonde-haired guy, Swedish name, commentator, long-term commentator for CBS. Yes, sir. Yeah. What is that guy's name?
I can't remember his name now.
But
that's a famous quote.
Yeah, and Nicholas had that huge putter then, too. Yeah. That monstrous putter that was about like 6 inches wide or something. Some, you know, but,
and it helped that
the ugliest polyester pants in the world. I mean, he's got that
'80s. But what added to that, too, was his son was this caddy.
Jackie was just awesome all around. No, that's my motivational tape. If you want to get excited, you know, just go see Nicholas win.
Well, I got pretty excited last night when I can't even remember when he hit his home run. I said, whoa.
Yeah, well, of course, that gets you. That's why baseball is so much fun. You know, like the guys say, it's a kid's sport played by a bunch of old guys, by a bunch of adults.
That was pretty good stuff.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. Cool. All right. Let's on with the show. All right. So we're going to chat about the numbers for the month of March. The, you know, and everything's kind of off. it's nothing's really, you know, like going along spectacularly, except, you know, over the $1 million plus range. Seems to be doing very nicely, thank you very much. And you know, we're chatting about a bubble. We had one of our CAR economists here on Friday telling us perhaps why this isn't a bubble and what's not, you know, happening that would make it a bubble. And, you know, I have a tendency to agree with that. I'm not swallowing the Kool-Aid. But the, you know, when you look at what had happened before and the nature of the market, you know, when we did have the bubble, we haven't seen those components here yet. So we're going to discuss that in some detail. And like I said, we're going to go over the numbers. Also, we're going to talk about square footage. There was a recent court case that was finally settled, and it was between a, you know, one of the major companies and their agents regarding square footage. And, you know, we always get into this issue of square footage. Some people quote it, some people don't quote it. It's one of the most, you know, how shall I say, iconic numbers in real estate that people hang their hat on. And there's been lawsuits over 10 square feet. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's not. You know, and we've always forever said, okay, and usually when we quote square footage, we don't really quote it. It's infilled. So it's our MLS and the tax assessor. It's infilled from their data. So when I say I type in a property address, it'll take everything that the county has in their realist, which is the online public records kind of stuff, you know, when it comes to bedrooms, baths, square footage, lot size, and it auto-fills it into the listing when we input it into our MLS. So the square footage will pop in there. Well, the square footage is going to be just whacked. You know, I mean, the acreage could be whacked. I mean, it says on the assessor's parcel maps that it is for assessment purposes only. It's not an official, you know, surveyed, you know, plat map. And you'll see people, agents out there, I can't believe I've seen agents with their tape measures and their plat map from the county, which says for assessment purposes only, you know, in measuring property lines. So, you know, if you ever see a realtor do that, wrong. Don't do that. That's for a surveyor to do. So, and we always tell folks, if it's really important that your lot is 8,500 square feet and that's what it says, then go get a surveyor and have them show you where the corners are, have them measure it for you. They're the ones that can, you know, really nail that down. But what's funny is that I guess the appraisers are the only ones or one of the true ones who can measure a house. I've seen appraisers have three different square footages on a house. So don't give me this stuff about appraisers have this magical system of measuring homes, because I've seen them not, you know, get anywhere close to each other. And a lot of that has to do with laziness. They just, you know, all right, it's about 1,800 square feet, you know, but some guys like count every nick and corner and all this kind of stuff. It's 1,809 points out of it, you know, but then there's the guys that say, yeah, it's 1,800. But, you know, when you get into that kind of numbers, the cost is not going to, you know, differ that dramatically, you guys. It's not really going to happen. But we'll come back and talk why you need to make sure you have the proper safeguards in place. What am I talking about? What time is it anyway? I'm trying. My coffee's in my way. My Giants cup is in the way. My Giants cup.
Did you just get a picture of this? Night?
No. What's that?
That you just bought last night?
No, I did not. Hey, I'm not one of them Johnny come lady jump on the bandwagon guys.
I know you're not. Come on,
I even have a Croy the Candlestick pin. You know, I'm a old.
You know,
trooper.
I never did get one of those.
I guess you had to freeze your butt off.
I know
off
that,
to get
and
one.
I did that, and but I never got lucky. It had to be an extra inning game, right?
No, I think it was just the weather. Yes, normally it was like extra innings. I had a friend of mine who was the editor for the San Mateo Times, Bill Hirschberg, and he passed away at a very young age. We actually drove him around Candlestick twice and let black and white and orange balloons off at Colma and all this kind of stuff. But he kept score, and he never left until it was over. And we buried him. We buried him with his scorecard and his Croix de Candlestick pin.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, it is nice. Yeah. Huh? So he's probably up there right now going, yeah, Giants, baby. Of course, he died before they got to the series.
Yeah, that's you know, too bad.
Which, yeah, that's yeah. too bad. But he's up there someday. He was probably up there going, yeah, baby, yeah, go, go, go. Okay, we'll take a break and come. How do we get into that?
Your cup.
My cup. My Giants cup. Got it. Okay. We'll take a break. Come back. Call the number 636-1350. 636-1350. Right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
The Drive with Steve Jackson.
Tom Foreman from CNN.
If you're a Donald Trump supporter, then you're thrilled. You're saying, look, he's taking action. If you're not them, you're saying he is spending millions of dollars sending a solution in search of a problem.
Afternoons here on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
The 2018 Bohemian Best of winner.
You got it. You got it. Yeah, we got to get a little thing on that. That's kind of cool. And
does a plaque come with it? It should be a plaque.
I got a thing like a you mount it. You put it in a it's a nice little color thing. I framed it. Put it in my office. I'm the only person in my office.
Get a new cup and place your Giants.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be at any cup, you know. Mike Kelly, blah, blah, blah. That was kind of cool, though. That was kind of fun. So, 2018 winner, chicken dinner. Anyway, but, you know, it's kind of fun.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I didn't know I was even, you know, nominated until I won, which was kind of cool. So I wonder who that person was who nominated me. If you were a good engineer, you would have nominated me.
Ask your wife.
Yeah, it's probably my wife, yeah. All right, let's see. So we are back talking about real estate. That's what we kind of do here on the Real Estate Hour.
Every so often?
Every so often we kind of bring that up. But, you know, I've been tracking the, you know, the Case-Shiller. Case-Shiller is a very famous indice, as we call them, or index. And they track the interesting thing about Case-Shiller is that they track sales to sales. Like you have a sale of a property in 2011. If it sells again, they track that sale to see just what, you know, the appreciation was and, you know, how much, what did it do? Did it go down? Did it go up? And up, you know, that kind of thing. So it makes it a really interesting, accurate, and more realistic indice of what property values are doing. So Case-Shiller, you know, tracks all the major metros, and you know, people kind of look towards Case-Shiller as this leading indicator. Okay, well, what are prices doing? You know, how do we look since the great, you know, depression and the big crash? And you know, the Bay Area is up, and when we talk the Bay Area, Case-Shiller has their Bay Area, San Francisco area. And I left my glasses at home, of course, Joe. I should have Joe read this for me. But I can read this. The index, which covers the county of San Francisco plus four Bay Area counties, which is Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, and San Mateo, the northern part of Silicon Valley. That's a big stretch. San Mateo is not the northern part of Silicon Valley. Not even close. Anyway, but the peninsula, though, is just on fire. Jumped 1.2% for the month. It had, however, ticked down in August. It's up 7.7% year over year. These are the numbers get kind of crazy. Now, it's up 29.5% from the crazy peak of the housing bubble. So it's almost 30% over what it was at the height of the market. That's amazing. That means that at the height when when things were going nuts and it was the peak of the market back in 2007, it is now 30% over that. So you can see how the Bay Area is just really, when it comes to prices, is just whacked out. And it's up 84% from the end of the housing bust. The index has surged 148% since 2000. So, yeah, prices have gone up, you guys. And, unfortunately, when you have that kind of activity just to the south of us, it has a tendency, as you well know, to pull us up here. Now, we're flirting with, that 700,000 mark. We're right now, we're at 687,000. That is actually up about 8% over last year at this time. Let me read my glasses here. Yeah, up about 8% over this time last year. A friend of mine, Rick Laws, who's Pacific Union and quotes stuff in the newspaper all the time with the PD, tracks their numbers for him. He thinks we're going to be going up 13% this year. So that means we will definitely shatter that $700,000, dollar mark. Now, don't despair. I mean, just 40 minutes south of us is lovely Marin, marvelous Marin, as they say, and their medium home price is $1,350,000. So, yeah, Joe goes, dang. But then there's Solano County, Joe, which is like about $485,000. So you can see we are the bargain basement, so to speak, of the real estate market. So it's kind of interesting. What was I reading here? And so everybody's talking about, is this a bubble? I mean, and you got to look at, what is a bubble? What was a bubble, when it crashed last time? Well, it was just a wealth of building was going on. We are currently right now in the nation in 500,000 houses short of where we were at the peak back in 2007. That's a lot of houses. Okay, so you can imagine the amount of just runaway rampant excess in those days, and it was all based on speculation. And speculation is the key to any, bubble kind of market, and we're not there yet. I mean, we don't have people coming in and buying properties and holding on for 6 months with really cheap, dumb money where they don't have to qualify. You take their pulse and, they can fog a mirror, they get a loan, right? And then you walk away with money in your pocket because they were giving loans out that were in excess of 100% of the price. And the price in those days was kind of crazy because all the appraisers were giving any kind of price you wanted. If you didn't get the price, then you were not being basically employed by a lot of the mortgage people. So it was kind of a corrupt time in the industry. And it had dire consequences, which was the huge crash of 2007. So, people will say, are we there? I said, well, number one, we don't have any building. I mean, there's no building going on in Sonoma County. We just lost 5,200 houses. By the way, this is as Joe pointed out to me, the 6-month anniversary of the firestorm of October 9th. So, and where are we since then? You got to look at, we're kind of, we're in different levels. I've been tracking this, and I think we're in like the fourth level. The fourth level now is that, okay, I'm trying to find out from my insurance company what they're going to give me to rebuild my house, but I'm also trying to find out from my contractor what it's going to take to rebuild this house, and then I'm trying to see if I can afford that. So that's the kind of bottleneck we're in right now. We're trying to get people to come forward with all these numbers, and unfortunately, it's a mess. I mean, it's just a big, you know, with the insurance companies. You saw the article a couple of weeks ago in the PD about a certain company, a national insurance company, not paying as they should. And people, I think there was 150 people suing them and all this kind of stuff. So we've got to get beyond that, and then we can start building. But it's going to be, when they figure it out, guys, it's going to be a surge. So if you wanted to do any, like, I was thinking about remodeling, doing a bedroom addition at our house, and I'm going, what am I going to do that now? 2 years, 3 years, 4 years away? I don't know, you know. So if you do get somebody started, how do you know they're going to finish the project? I mean, there's going to be so many things going on. You could have one guy working on five or six projects at the same time, which is, you know, when you look at what it takes to get approval for certain things, maybe that's not a smart, maybe that is a smart way to go. So good luck, you know, getting things rebuilt. So, so right now we're kind of like stuck, you know, in that shadow land where we're trying to figure out what it's going to cost, what am I going to get, and can I afford to do this? And there was an article in the PD today about a woman who was up in Fountain Grove, just had purchased her home. I think it was behind Sweet Tea's, and she ended up realizing she could not rebuild her house. So she took her money and basically put a down payment on a new home over off of Fulton Road. So, you know, people's addresses are going to change because they're going to realize they can't afford to live where they lived before. They can't rebuild their house. You're going to see more lots come on the market. How many? You know, if there's a quote, something like 1,000 would be changing hands. I've not seen anywhere near that. I think we have about 100 sales up in the northeast area, which is Fountain Grove, Marquess, that area. There's you know, some in escrow. There's about 115 for sale. Prices are starting to come down. People are asking too much money, you know. So you got to get the lay of the land. You got to get the sales under your belt and realize that, you know, I guess we are overpriced. The thing is that those lots in Fountain Grove, you know, certain parts of Fountain Grove, they're very unique. You know, some are hillside, some are flat. You know, you may want to find out, Joe, that you want to do a single family house. Well, you're on a hillside, you can't do a single family house. So what are you going to do? Well, I don't want to build my tri-level again or my multi-level house. I'm 82 years old, you know, so that's why a lot of people are selling, taking their money and buying something, you know, a lot different. You know, we just closed a property we had over off of Carriage Lane. And I think did I get on the air last week and pitch the need to get rid? Yeah, I did, to get rid of all the furniture. And I had a lot of listeners show up. It was kind of fun. I had a real nice couple that came through and took the spinet piano. And, you know, spinet pianos are like little upright pianos, you know, and you cannot give those things away, you know, which, yes, you can, because I did give it away. but they were, because they had grandchildren, and they came and they got some stuff. And she goes, what do you want for the piano? And I said, take it, you know, take it, please. And so they came over and got the piano on Monday. It took four guys to lift this piano, which was a tiny little thing, you know, out of the house. But we managed to get rid of all the furniture. I was kind of left in the, my client told me that, oh, by the way, my guy who was going to sell it, he's broke his leg and he can't do that. I said, well, we're closing like 2 days from now. And he goes, well, we got to get rid of the furniture. I said, okay. So he said, get rid of it. And I talked to the owner. She said, Mike, I left it there to be given away. A lot of fire victims got it, which was very cool. I talked to a lot of people, lost their houses. So they got a lot of furniture. So that was kind of a cool deal. So we'll take a break and for the news and come back with the Real Estate Hour. And I'm Mike Kelly. I've been doing this for 20 years. In studio with engineer Joe Pasquini. Our last time in this studio. I guess next week we're moving to this really cool interior studio.
It looks that way, yeah. They're working on it right now.
Really? That's very cool. Okay. So we'll take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly, right back after these words.
Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
The White House continues to defend EPA Director Scott Pruitt in the midst of ethical issues. Many Democrats and even some Republicans on Capitol Hill are calling for his ouster. referencing a room that Pruitt rented on Capitol Hill from the wife of an environmental lobbyist. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on ABC's This Week says it doesn't look good.
If you're the EPA administrator and two lobbyists change the locks, you've got a problem.
Police in Germany say they've made arrests after they thwarted a knife attack at a half marathon in Berlin. A newspaper there says he knew the Berlin Christmas attacker in 2016. After an alleged deadly chemical attack on the rebel-controlled area in Syria, the European Union says evidence points toward the forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. President Trump in a tweet blaming Russia and Iran. One person dead in the blaze that broke out on the 50th floor of New York City's Trump Tower, a 67-year-old art dealer. No member of the Trump Organization was at the tower at the time. Dave Packer, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Dry for the next couple of days. Today, mostly sunny at 68, 58 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 43, 44 on the shores. A few clouds for tomorrow at 75, 64 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, cloudy skies at 63. A chance of rain, though, on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. We are on here every Sunday right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 103.5, 94.5 FM, KSRO.com, and occasionally I do Facebook Live if I have a guest. But I'm not wearing my orange. I just have purple on. But I have my orange Giants cup. More like I say for you, wearing red. At least you're not wearing Dodger blue. No Dodger blue in this studio, man. Don't even think about it.
Checking my underwear?
Don't check your underwear. Please don't check your underwear. Please don't check it. I still have that image of Stormy Daniels telling us about turning Trump around and spanking him. Like, oh, I could have gone all day long and not heard that, you know. Yeah, yeah. You get old presidential moment, you know. Anyway, so back to real estate, guys. And like I said, it's a very interesting market. Let's look at some numbers. We usually wait a week, you know, and chat about the numbers. And so I initially chatted on last week. Like I said, median home price, $687,000. That's up about 18% over last year. Solds, now this is where things get like in negative territory. The solds are down. We had 361 last year at this time. We only have 354, so that's down a bit. You know, the under contracts is up 7%, which is good, but it's, you know, it's really nothing to get excited about. It's still kind of like ho-hum numbers. And a lot of that is indicative of the lack of inventory. The new properties down 3%. The overall properties down, 6%. The only really interesting things, days on the market keeps dropping like a stone, you know, from 54 days last year to 34 days this year. So that's like a 37% decrease. The month supply of inventory, which was 1.7 months last year, is now 1.3 for this month, and that's a 22% drop. So you can see that, you know, constrained inventory, lack of inventory, that's really driving this market. And, you know, we lost 5,000 houses. So I think a lot of those people, and I don't think it would be, I don't really know what the number would have been. It'd be interesting to speculate. But those people who were maybe thinking about selling and moving down, the fire kind of answered that question for them. You know, the, you know, and, you know, as I cleared out all this stuff from this older woman's house last week, people were coming there and looking at what it was, and a lot of them were saying, gosh, this is just like the stuff we were going to give our kids. I said, well, at least your kids won't have to put up with that, because I'm telling you, one of the biggest issues we have is parents that say, I left you the china. I left you, look, here's my beautiful Ethan Allen hutch and dining room table, which nobody uses anymore. Nobody really wants, and you can't even give them away. I mean, I was calling Goodwill in those places. They were going, eh, I don't know, what do you got? Nah, we got plenty of that. We got warehouses full of that stuff, you know, and they really do. So if anything, you know, at least you don't have to, all that stuff that your kids are going to have to figure out how to get rid of. There was a whole, I think, New York Times one Sunday issue about 3 months ago about kids getting their parents' stuff and, like, what do you do with it? You know, you try to be respectful and you know, it was the furniture that you grew up with as a kid, but that's fine, Mom, but dark cherry wood, you know, hutches are just not part of our thing. You know, we don't even have hutches. We don't have that kind of, you know, that kind of furniture anymore. I mean, and, you know, the plates and the silverware, the really formal stuff, and, you know, they say millennials, is if it's not in an IKEA box, they don't buy it, you know, so... You know, it's just like, it's those darn millennials. It's their fault again, right? Let's blame everything on the millennials. Why not? So the market, you know, is such as it is. But the $1 million, you know, price point is very, very active. And, the medium home price for the $1 million, you know, homes is flat from last year, about $1.3 million for Sonoma County. This is $1 million plus range. Okay, this is not the medium home price. This is for those homes that are selling in excess of $1 million bucks. But you know, when you look at the solds, it's up 33% over last year at this time for properties in excess of $1 million. The under contracts is up 49%, which is pretty tremendous. New properties, same kind of issue. They're down 6%. But the for sale market is just up a tad, maybe 2%. So you can see inventory plagues all price points. There's no big, you know, surge in, you know, the active listings when it comes to any price point. Days on the market, same kind of thing. They've dropped tremendously, over $1 million. The average days on the market is 46, which is, you know, in, you know, pretty darn close to the average for, you know, the regular homes that are on the market or all price points. And then the month supply of inventory, it's down from 4.1 months down to 2.5 months supply. So, you know, it's just kind of tight all over, you guys, and you've seen this. It's competitive. And when you look at the active listings, of which we only have 570 for the entire county, probably 40% of those are in excess of $1 million bucks. And the hot price points are that 550 to say 750 range, and then $1 million to about $1.5 million. You know, that, and there's like a void between the two. So it's really, really interesting how the market is setting up. So we don't anticipate. Excuse me. We don't anticipate, you know, a rush of inventory. We, you know, we're not seeing it. You know, the, you know, like we said, when you lose 50 to 100 houses in, when you look at the luxury market, that's an area which, you know, the Northeast area generated probably the third largest amount of luxury home sales. The Northeast quadrant, which was, you know, Fountain Grove, you know, like Larkfield Wickie up, going up Mark West Estates, Reebley Valley, you know, coming over to Wallace Road, that whole area, that's where a lot of the luxury home sales were. And, you know, they're gone now, so nobody's going to be selling those at all. So it'll be interesting to see just what the inventory and in that price point and how it will come about and survive and what the finished product will be. There's an article in the PD about 2 weeks ago where one builder who's came from the East Coast here was, and he's now going to be building in Sonoma County. He was looking, I think he bought a lot where a $1.2 million home was, where he was going to build a $1.8 million home. And I'm kind of going, okay, where are these people coming from? You know, I mean, and I know we're like the least expensive of the, you know, when you look at the Bay Area counties. But that kind of, you know, $1.8 million, boy, that's a scary number to have out there as a spec house. But then again, you know, it's sometimes it takes eyes that are, you know, maybe not, you know, myopic like we would be here locally. That, you know, they come out of the area and look at what we got here and go, wow, yeah, I'll be able to get this price. No problem. Look at what you got going on. And a lot of us would go, really? You think so? So it's you know, I wish I could say I'm a, you know, a total expert when it comes to pricing. But, you know, sometimes you really got to sit down and talk these things out with your peers and your fellow realtors and go, what do you think about this? Yeah, really? What? Really? Okay. Well, you know, so-and-so got that. They go, oh, wow, they did, didn't they? Huh? So you got to put it around and then you put the price in there and it sells. You go, okay, well, that was good. So, but it's one of those kind of markets. You know, putting a number on a home, especially in certain price points, can get very difficult sometimes. So it'll be a continual challenge, I think, with the rebuilds to see, you know, what these homes are coming on the market at. It'll be, I don't know how many homes will be spec'd in Coffee Park. There weren't that many sales in Coffee Park, you know, to, you know, give us a big, a speculative market over there, as there are in the Northeast area, where there's, like I said, there was like 16, I think, active listings for lots in Coffee Park and 115 in the Fountain Grove Northeast area. So a whole bunch more, you know, sales up there than there are down in Coffee Park. So it'll be interesting because, you know, we're kind of wondering, so the homes in Coffee Park, what are they going to be, 650, 700,000 when they're done? You know, it just could be that. So they could be $150,000, $200,000 higher than they were before the fire, simply because of the cost of building, you know, a new construction. But it'll definitely upgrade the property, I'll tell you that. It's going to be a brand new subdivision out there. So very, very, very cool. So what we're going to do is take a break, and then I'm going to come back and chat about square footage and why that, you know, why you just need to be careful with that kind of stuff. Because, you know, we see, especially if you have an odd property, you know, an angular property, a round property, you know, geodesic dome or a yurt or something. But, you know, the square footages are always the bane of our existence. So we're going to take a break and chat about that when we finish up with the show. And you're listening to The Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO. And we'll be right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry.
I'm Klay Thompson.
I'm Draymond Green.
I'm Kevin Durant.
I'm Andre Iguodala.
Hi, this is JaVale McGee.
I'm Zaza Pachulia, and you're listening to KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Sean Livingston, and this is the home of the Golden State Warriors play-by-play. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning once again. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour, and stay tuned. We're going to have a bunch of listings coming on the market here shortly. A lot of talking to a lot of folks. I'm going down to Roanoke Park today to look at a really cute little three-bedroom, two-bath, which the client has been, you know, kind of redoing some things. And I drove by it yesterday. It looks really nice. The landscaping's all nice and, you know, springtimey and all that kind of good stuff. But it's going to be priced probably in just over $500,000 for Roanoke Park in the G section, and it'll sell like hotcakes. So that's coming up. And then we've got, you know, all sorts of interesting properties coming on, some acreage, beautiful property out in the West County, with a incredible redwood grove, you know, beautiful properties up in the northeast area. So a lot of stuff. I had one of my long-term clients long time ago called me up, and she said, Mike, here's the deal. We want to sell our house, sell the kid's house, and we want to buy a family compound. And I can't tell you how many times we get that request. You know, a lot of multi-generational, you know, families wanting to get together, you know, their parents are probably in their mid-50s, maybe early 60s. So, you know, they're looking, everybody wants a single level house, you know, so, or two houses on one lot. So if you got anything like that, it's a real hard thing to find. You know, I'm trying to think how many times I've sold or they listed, you know, two properties on one lot. It's a tough thing to find. So if you have anything like that, you know, in the Santa Rosa, please let me know. Give me a call at my personal number, 322-8503, 322-8503, or the usual, right, Joe? nodumbquestion@gmail.com. No dumb question. Because in real estate, there are no dumb questions, just questions. So they're looking for something. So we're just a whole bunch of stuff going on, and maybe a lot I'll have for sale in the Sleepy Hollow area. You know, just a lot of activity. So it's going to be an interesting spring Spring has sprung.
April shower, spring, May.
April, whatever, yeah. Okay. Anyway, so let's talk about square footage. So you have, you know, and like I said, most of the square footage, when we put it in the multiple listing service, is what we call auto-filled, and it's from the data from a company called Realist, which is supposedly hooked up to the assessor's stuff. And, you know, when you see the square footage in a listing, it'll say the source, and it usually is Realist, which is the public records information that is gleaned from the county. Now, that being said, that square footage is, it states, it is for assessment purposes only. We give you disclosures, folks. We give you a bunch of disclosures. You need to read your disclosures. I know when we give you that, you know, Sonoma County local advisory, and then we give you the statewide, you know, 11-page advisory, that there's a lot of reading going on there. Now, a lot of it doesn't even apply to your particular situation. You got to realize that the contracts we use that are prepared by the California Association of Realtors try to cover every deal known to mankind. And a lot of it is excess boilerplate that has nothing to do with your property. There's a whole section in the contract on condos. And there are, you know, if you don't have a condo, you don't got to worry about it. But it's just, it just gives you a lot of, you know, more paperwork to look at. Our disclosures, we do that. And the disclosures will talk about acreage. They'll talk about lot size. They'll talk about the square footage of the house. There was a recent court case from a large real estate company, and they had gone to court, and it was a property in Malibu. And I guess it was a very strange property. It was about 5,600 square feet or 6,800 square feet or 4,800 square feet. Or, I mean, it turns out I had multiple, you know, multiple square footages derived by different people. So what the agents did is they basically stated, okay, here's the square footage from the architect. Here's the square footage from the seller. Here's the square footage from the appraiser. There was like three or four different square footages on this property. It is not our duty, and we are not a part of the transaction. Realtors are not, you know, buying or selling a property. Okay, we're just there, okay, to represent you in the sale or listing of this property. But we're not a part of the transaction. So we're telling you, look, if square footage is a big deal to you, then you need to get an independent, you know, person out there to measure, survey, whatever, you know, the square footage. And it turns out that the person buying the property was represented by someone who he basically turned over everything to. He's a very high-powered, you know, very wealthy individual. And I've worked with these people, and they don't read this stuff. They have their representatives read it. So they're getting like this secondhand stuff. Well, then the guy buys the property and he goes to have it, you know, measured, and he's all pissed off because it wasn't anywhere near what he thought it was, or it was dramatically different. And he starts casting blame. You know, what's going on here? Why weren't you aware of this stuff? And they don't really read the documentation that is given to them, the disclosures about square footage. That they're basically thinking, hey, come on, I got all the money in the world. You screwed me. I'm going to come get you. And they got the money to, you know, they'll throw $2 or $3 million at you in attorney's fees just for the heck of it. And those are the scariest clients you can have out there. But I've had that happen to me in the past, where I've had, you know, folks that said, look, you need to do this. You need to come on. You need to go down and check this out. And they have not done it because of their time frame. They could be extremely, and they're usually always extremely busy. They could be traveling extensively. They never get around to doing it. And you, as an agent, every attorney will tell you that's not your place to verify the square footage. You know, it's not your place to verify the acreage or the lot size. You know, if you go out and recommend somebody to do it, all right, then if they don't get it right, then it comes back at you because you recommended them. So it's one of those things where you've got to be really careful. It's like a catch-22. I see agents to this day down at the county checking out all the stuff on record down there and, you know, reporting it back to their clients. Well, you know, if you miss something and don't get it, and they buy a property, then they found out afterwards that you did not find that, and they relied on your expertise to go down there to the county offices, guess what? They're going to come after you. And so in this particular case, it was a multiple different kind of square footage sources, and the agents did the right thing. They said, look, we don't know the square footage here. This one is by an appraiser. This one is by the architect. This one is, you know, Uncle Harry. You know, and so you need to verify, and you're buying this property, okay, with our company not verifying these things, which is what you do. And they never verified. All right, so they closed escrow, and then he went and sued everybody. And, you know, 2 or 3 years later, at $1 million each, you know, the courts came out and said, no, it was not the agent's fault. The agent had directed you to, you know, certain discoveries that you refused to do or did not do. You were made aware that there was a discrepancy in the square footage, and you did not check it out. Now, does it get down to the point where if you have 1,809 square feet versus 1,808? You know, I mean, I don't know if that would be, you know, something you would go to court over. But, you know, we have an instance now where we have that in the way of some square footage. We have some different square footages on this property because it was remodeled. And, you know, the architect did a number. And but when they went down to the city said, you know, if you made this 2 feet less, you would not have to do this kind of thing to it or this kind of disclosure or whatever, and it would save you all sorts of money, and then all of a sudden the square footage was a little less than it normally is. So, you know, these are the kind of things that happen during the whole home building, home remodeling process. But is that enough to sue you over it? No, it's not. But you just got to make sure that you let people be aware of these things and, you know, and know that there are multiple sources of either square footage or, you know, lot sizes and this kind of thing, especially lot sizes. I mean, I've seen lots that have been off tremendously. I sold one time a property, I think it was like 1,200 acres up in the northeast area, and it was forest land and up in, you know, petrified forest area. This is going back, gosh, 30 years. And they had a satellite survey done because they couldn't really do it. And it turns out that the property was like 30 acres short. So that's a little significant piece of land, you know, 30 acres. It's not like it's an acre. It was like 30 acres. And, you know, it was worked out, and it was understood that when they did those surveys, they were done back in 1888, and God knows nobody had the technology they have today. But, you know, you just need to be super aware of that. And just be mindful when you quote these things that you're quoting from a good source. Never quote from the seller who told you what it was before. You know, because they don't know what it was before. All right, so you can't assume, you know, that, well, the seller told me this. Well, that's the last thing you want to use for making any kind of a basis, unless you state that, you know, when I purchased the home, the seller told me it was this square footage. It's probably kind of best, you know, to just shut up, you know, or unless the square footage is really dramatically less than what it shows on the county tax records. If it's a lot bigger, then obviously somebody did something without permits. So there's all those kind of issues too. Then you go into disclosure issues regarding, well, I didn't, you know, the seller didn't tell me that they did this stuff without permits. I never checked it out. Now you come along and tell me that the county tax records has my square footage as 16. I bought it as 21. Oops. Those are the kind of moments you got to go, well, guess what? So just be aware of that, okay? Just be careful when you disclose things that you can either, if you can't verify them, state that you can't verify them, to state where they came from, and make sure all parties sign off on that and understand that. And if it's really a big deal, insist, put some language in there that, you know, buyer is made aware that they should have this property surveyed or measured or whatever, okay? Well, look, next week we're in our brand new studio, which is kind of exciting. It's kind of an inner room, the inner sanctum. Yeah, Joe's going, yeah, right, they're supposed to be there tomorrow. So stay tuned to Pat Kerrigan's show tomorrow morning and see if they actually got in there. This has been the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly. If you want to get a hold of me, give me a call at 322-8503, 322-8503, or nodumbquestion@gmail.com. I'll see you next Sunday. I'm Mike Kelly.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation.
FM News Talk K.